Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. When God reveals himself to man, as he does in giving us his many wonderful names in the Holy Scriptures, he purposes to enable us to place our full trust in him. I'm happy to present A.J. Overton, our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the names of God.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. Today, my subject concerns the compound name for God, El Roy, the God who sees. An art teacher once declared to her class of boys and girls, "Children, today you may draw any picture you choose." Noticing the diligence of little John, she walked over to his desk and inquired, "Just what did you decide to draw today?" His amazing reply came without hesitation, "I'm drawing a picture of God." The astonished teacher chided, "But John, you cannot draw a picture of God. We do not even know what he looks like." Young John responded quickly and confidently, "When I finish with my picture, you will know exactly what God looks like." Now, we may smile at this incident and even hope that no irreverence will develop, but the questions that arise are most important. What is God like? Has he revealed himself? Can we know him? Abraham was called by God as Abraham, my friend. It is recorded concerning Moses, "Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend." We too may come to know God, for he has graciously revealed himself. In fact, the knowledge of God is most essential. The Lord declared through the prophet, "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." One of the important methods by which God reveals himself in the Scriptures is through his selected names. These names so present God's very nature and purposes as to enable men to place their full trust in him. This design, the psalmist asserts, "They that know thy name will put their trust in thee." Elohim reveals the omnipotence and faithfulness of the Creator. Jehovah is the covenant God of history and redemption. Adonai emphasizes his authority. The name El, the Strong One, is joined often to other expressions, enriching our knowledge of God. Thus, El, Elyon, is translated as the Most High God, who is the founder and possessor of heaven and earth, exercises his will in both realms. El Shaddai, the Mighty God, or the All-Sufficient God, comforts, chastens, and brings to fruitfulness. One of the most expressive of the divine names, El Roy, Thou God Seest Me, found its first utterance on the lips of a woman. The first book of Moses, Genesis, records the background. It was the custom of the East in the days of the patriarchs to appropriate a maidservant for the husband of a childless wife for the purpose of procuring an heir. Even though it was according to the usages of the East, this was a wrong step when Sarai thus gave Abram her Egyptian maid Hagar. It betrayed that lack of faith and reliance on the covenant-keeping God. From these unpretending circumstances came the origination of a rivalry that has continued with keen animosity through all the ensuing centuries of history to this present time. The Arab nations trace their pedigree to Ishmael, the son of Abram, by this Egyptian handmaid of Sarai, Hagar. Yet God reveals himself even in this as the one who will bring about his gracious purposes. Domestic peace departed from the tent of Abram with Hagar's prospect of motherhood and the reproach of Sarai's barrenness. Abram, the man of peace and affection, left the matter in Sarai's jurisdiction. Her harshness, and perhaps Hagar's pride, resulted in the flight of Hagar. There, by a well in the midst of the wilderness, the angel of the Lord intervened. Hagar, the fugitive, alone and fearful, received comfort and counsel from God. The angel of the Lord said unto her, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself to her authority. I will greatly multiply your descendants. Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has given heed to your affliction." Then she called the name of the Lord, who spoke to her, "El Roi, thou art a God who sees." For she said, "Have I even remained alive here after seeing him?" The literal translation of El Roi is a God of seeing or vision. Now God both sees and permits himself to be seen. As a result of this spiritual experience, Hagar gave a name to the well at this location, which literally means the well of continuing to live after seeing God. In her great need, God met her. For God does not see with an eye of unconcerned omniscience. The result of this experience was both comforting and convicting. It was considered so awesome to look upon God with mortal eyes that death must surely come. Yet God grants the vision of himself not to blight, but to bless. The psalmist declares, "The eye of the Lord is on them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy." El Roi, the God of seeing, evaluates. God announced to Samuel that he had rejected Saul as king over Israel and had selected a king from among the sons of Jesse at Bethlehem. Samuel was instructed to journey to Bethlehem and to anoint this chosen one. Samuel, we read, looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." This son of Jesse, David, the man after God's own heart, who was selected and anointed king, the sweet psalmist of Israel wrote, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou dost understand my thought afar off." He concluded, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." Are we willing to utter such a prayer to El Roi, the God of seeing? The psalmist describes the man of wickedness and pride who seems to prosper as he takes advantage of others. He declares, "God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it." Yet the psalmist assures, "Thou hast seen it." El Roi, the God of seeing, knows all the inequalities and vicissitudes of life. The confidence of the psalmist in God's justice is clearly expressed. He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who chastens the nations, will he not rebuke? For those who trust him, the promise is, "I will guide thee with mine eye." While there is great comfort, there is also a sobering realization in the name El Roi, "Thou God seest me." Nothing is hidden from him. The prophet Habakkuk states concerning the Holy One, "Thine eyes are too pure to approve evil, and thou canst not look on wickedness with favor." How then may we stand before him? For Jehovah declared to Moses concerning Israel, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people." Israel was spared by God's grace through the intercession of Moses. In Egypt, you remember, on that first Passover, God promised, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Where does God see you at this moment? Hagar was astonished that she had seen God and yet lived. The promise of God given through the prophet Isaiah declares, "Your eyes will see the King in His beauty." Isaiah stated that His name would be called Emmanuel, God with us. "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on His shoulders. And His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." The key to understanding how the patriarchs, Hagar, the prophets, and scores of others could see God and live is furnished by the truth of the angel or messenger of Jehovah who appeared to them. "My name is in Him," God instructed Moses. The prophets knew Him as the messenger or angel of the covenant. The Lord Yeshua declared, "I have manifested Thy name. Before Abraham was, I am. Abraham rejoiced to see My day." Yeshua, Jesus Christ, declared, "He that believeth on Me believeth on Him that sent Me. And he that seeth Me seeth Him that sent Me. I am come that you might have life. He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father." Will you trust Him? Your experience may become that of the psalmist, "I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord."